The indie author revolution has been around for more than a decade, but we indies continue to push the boundaries of what we're capable of. From getting over initial prejudices to staring down perfectionism and author imposter syndrome, we've become a force to reckon with. Indie authors now wear more hats than ever as we strive to create a career full of meaning, prosperity, and potential. We've juggled the demands and continue to be rebels in the face of adversity. Now, after years of hearing the shouts of hustle and grind, we indies are rebelling again. Gone are the days of publishing a book a month until we drop, and in its place are the seeds of a better way to rapid release. A way that feels incredible as we build a sustainable, lifelong author career that not only increases our visibility and royalties, but it's all done with intention and ease. If you're ready to buck the system and become the visionary authorpreneur I know you're meant to be, you've come to the right place. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author, and this is the Author Revolution Podcast. Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new year of the Author Revolution Podcast. I am absolutely, I don't even know, feeling like I am in the twilight zone that it is 2022. I think I probably said that last week, but it's really how I feel. It's like, how did this actually, I don't know, zoom forward and now we're into this weird, like, where did 2020 go? Where did 2021 go? I don't know. I don't know how we're here, but I am so glad you decided to join me today. Wow, 114 episodes is where we're at as of right now. So it's January 3rd, probably when you're hearing this, or at least that's when this podcast episode is going to air. And today I wanted to talk a little bit, or in essence, really remind you a little bit of what maybe you should be thinking about doing this week or the next couple of weeks as you're moving forward with your 2022. This is a great time. I mean, we all kind of plan out or look back at things, you know, with our normal lives. Maybe it's, you know, our health or our wealth or whatever. But as indie authors, it's really important, especially when we write solo, for us to take a beat and really think about, number one, how far we've come. Like, what did 2021 bring for you? What sort of things did you accomplish? What brought you closer to your ultimate goals? And then celebrate those wins. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about mine here in a minute, but those things are super important. But also, it's really important for us as we're moving forward, as we're looking at 2022, what is it that we want to accomplish for the year? Like, what are the big goals? What's our vision for this year? And you guys know how I work. I mean, I'm a huge fan and proponent of making sure that you're writing 4 books every single year, or at least trying. And you do that by planning a series. Right now, we are literally in the middle of our 3-day Plan Your Series Challenge. It's the first one of 2022, and it's kicking off big. We're having a lot of fun. And I'm hoping that as this year goes on, these challenges will continue to grow, and they will get bigger and bigger, and more people are going to be involving themselves. I mean, right now, we've got a little over 200 participants, which is fantastic. And it, so far, with the exception of a couple hiccups with ConvertKit, my email service provider, it seems like everything's going pretty well. So cross your fingers that that continues. But in addition to planning out your books, I think it's really important for us to take a beat and not only plan those out and plan out how we're going to accomplish 4 books a year, but also what else are we planning for the year? Meaning, like, when are you taking time off? When are you going to leave and go with your family to a vacation destination? Are you going on any conferences or things that you know you're going to want to incorporate? Like, what are you doing for your anniversary, people? If you get what I'm saying, we need to take time. And in this first month, I think it's a really great opportunity for us to think about how we want to design our year, how we want to design our author careers, and ultimately, give ourselves the tools that we need in order to make that happen. So before I get too much further, I do want to tell you about some of my wins, because I think it's important not only for myself to acknowledge that these exist, but for you to hear some of the things that did happen behind the scenes. As a podcast listener, sometimes I don't think we understand the full gravity of some of the things that are going on. So I'm going to give you a rundown of, and these are just highlights, guys. There are a lot of other things that were going on, but I think you'll find it pretty important for you to do the same. So number one, last January, I officially launched Rapid Release Roadmap outside of its beta testing. So that was January. And obviously it's been open then for 2021. I launched a Diana Hawthorne short story in the Storyville Project, which was run by my local nonprofit, the Lakes Area Writers Alliance. That was also in January. The Windhaven Witches Omnibus Edition, so the big box set edition, launched in April. I co-hosted a live workshop locally in my local town called the 21st Century Novelist in May. I launched Right Frame of Mind so that it went out wide in June. It was already up for everybody. If you come to my website over at authorrevolution.org, you can actually get the Right Frame of Mind for free there, but I launched it wide in case anyone wanted to purchase it as well. I launched Accidental Alpha as one of my pen names in Vella, Kindle Vella, just to test it out and see how things were going, and that started in July. But I also launched Amends, which was a book two in my Diana Hawthorne series that launched in July as well. I did the 3-day Plan Your Series Challenge for the very first time in August, which was pretty awesome. It was spectacular, actually. It went really well, better than I was anticipating. I hit my 100th Author Revolution podcast episode in September. I began working on Author Alchemy in September as well, which is kind of my more metaphysical side of Author Revolution. That also meant creating an author meditation for Author Alchemy, and that came out in September as well. I started a website for it, but it has not launched. So guys, please don't go over to authoralchemy.com or org or whatever it is right now, because it's not there yet. That is on my list, however, for this month. Love is a Merciless God, one of my other titles, was rebranded and launched as Merciless in October. I presented for Ally at SelfPublishCon in October. I relaunched the 3-Day Plan Your Series Challenge for the second time in October. There's a lot going on in October. I ran a panel for the Lakes Area Writers Alliance's conference in October that was in person. I launched Amends' audiobook in November. I launched Immortals, my next book in that Diana Hawthorne series, in December. In fact, a couple of days ago. And I launched Patreon for Author Revolution in December. So there's a whole bunch of things that I did that were kind of like, I don't know, new and exciting and crazy. And so when I look back at my year, you know, I was pushing forward not only with Author Revolution, because I also included so many new guests last year. It was fantastic. We had so many cool new people. And that was a new part of the podcast as well. And I don't have that listed. But there was a lot of stuff moving forward in both my book side and also in my Author Revolution side. And so it's very easy for us when we don't think about what we've accomplished to forget everything that we've done in a year. That's a lot of stuff and a lot of big things, big boulders that push along and push forward everything that I'm doing. Now, that doesn't include the 2 business courses I also took starting in October. There seriously was a lot of energy in October, I'm thinking. And I feel really excited about everything that I accomplished. But I also did a lot of fun stuff with my family last year because I planned for it. We went to the Mall of America. We checked out Banning State Park. We went to Minnesota's largest candy store and the Science Museum with our kids. We did a lot of outdoor activities during the summertime. It was just overall a really good year because last year, if you go back and listen to any of the podcasts, I think I did an episode talking about, you know, are you planning out your vacations? And I'll link to it in the show notes in case anyone wants to go back and listen to it. But I did want to intentionally plan out what 2021 was going to look like, because in the past, it was all too easy to get sucked into the realm of constantly doing and not really enjoying the being, if you get what I mean. I think it's really important that not only are we pushing ourselves forward, not only are we pushing our author businesses forward and doing the things that scare us, but it's really important for us to protect our mindset, to protect our well-being, to make sure that we are living intentionally and making sure that we are intentional about how we interact with our families and our friends and the people that we are doing things with. I think it's super important that we just honestly live a more holistic life as authors. I know that it's very easy, at least it is for me. Maybe I'm just talking from experience, but I mean, granted, that's probably all I can do, but it's really important not to just get sucked into the doing part of it. I'm not someone who likes to sit idle. Even when I took a vacation week last week, the majority of the time I spent dreaming about the next book I'm writing, Accidental Alpha, is actually still the one that I'm working on for that extra pen name. And it's still going up in Vella. So I've been working on the chapters for that and wanting to launch that in March. And I helped my husband paint our bedroom. I mean, granted, I didn't do as much as he did, but I did help with our new bedroom going up. And so there's a lot of different things, I think, that balance us out. But for me, the biggest one that I was not taking care of last year was really honestly my health. And so not to say that it's fallen through the cracks, I'm not like dying or anything, but I do notice that I haven't been working out as much as I normally would, and I haven't been eating the way I normally would because I've just kind of been letting the kids do the work that we've been teaching them how to cook. And so in the evenings, they're cooking dinner and they're learning how to make meals, and sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not so great. And at lunchtimes, that's pretty much the only time where I'm really making sure that my food is spot on. And so it's hard to get everything right. And when you're rushing around and trying to make things happen and trying to do, you know, all the different things, it's very easy to get sidetracked and then go, you know what, I don't need to work out today, or I don't need to do this thing, or whatever. Plus, I'm also in my 40s. So guys, I'm going to tell you right now, jumping around like Jillian Michaels when she was in her 20s is no longer a fascination of mine. I mean, it's okay. I don't mind it as long as it has a lot of fun going along with it. So I like Beachbody right now, and I'm doing Pio, which is, you know, fun in its own way. But it's all about, for me this year, allowing myself to not worry so much about, you know, being in the best physical shape ever or reach a certain weight or any of those things, but really just honestly move my body more. And so that's a goal for me. That is something that I'm trying to incorporate more into my life. And I'm also incorporating more daily or morning in specific meditations. So I want you, as you're moving forward with this very first week of 2022, take a little bit of time and think about how you can intentionally design your year. How can you create the momentum you're looking for when it comes to, you know, having the author career of your dreams, when it comes to having the life of your dreams, and making sure that you are living in full color, you know, full spectrum color. You want to be able to have the fullest life. And you can't just live out of balance where only one part of it is working well. Or maybe none of it then. Because sometimes I think we're trying so hard to make one thing work really well that we're avoiding everything else. And then everything goes to shit. And that's not cool either. So today, or this week sometime, I want you to set aside half an hour, just half an hour, to think about, you know, what number of books are you trying to write? Maybe you're in the challenge. And if you are hearing this and it's day three of the challenge, you can still join us. The challenge is still live. It's still going until the end of the weekend. But at the same time, you know, you can also join it by getting the course and having lifetime access to it if that's easier for you. But in the meantime, I just want you to think about how many books, you know, what number of books, how are you going to accomplish that? We talk about it a lot in Rapid Release Roadmap, how you accomplish that as well. And then I want you to think about, how do you want to live your life? Think about it in terms of the year, like how many vacations, what days are you taking off? When are you going to, you know, do more of the things that are fun and that light you up? And then on a daily basis, what are the things that you know every day you want to touch on? For me, it's meditation and working out. And then I'm also going to be working consistently at building this empire known as Author Revolution. So whether that be trying to get more people into my sphere, or whether it is writing articles that I'm going to do and submit to larger magazines or sites, or reaching out to different influencers and podcasters to talk about what we're doing here. All of those things are on my list, and they are the big boulders for this coming year, so that I can look back at the end of 2022 and go, wow, I did it. I finally made the impact I was really looking for. And hopefully, if nothing else, I will be closer to the impact that I'm looking for as well. So That is my goal. These are my goals for all of the things. Now, with books, I do plan on publishing four different books. Granted, three of them are going to be new books, and then one of them is going to be an omnibus edition this year. So I'm planning on putting out Accidental Alpha, and that's going to hopefully come out in March. I have Ruins, which is book four in the Diana Hawthorne series, and that's going to be coming out probably around June or July. And then I also have Harbinger, which is book five in the Diana Hawthorne series, and that's going to come out at the end of the year in December. People don't know about that one yet. Right now, it looks like Ruins is coming out in December, but there's a good chance that's going to come out middle of the year. But in addition to that, I'm also going to be coming out with, oh my gosh, that actually is four. So it's three fiction titles and one nonfiction. In the fiction side of things, I'm also doing the omnibus edition for the first three books of Diana Hawthorne. But for nonfiction, I'm working on The Lazy Author's Guide to Rapid Releasing. And so I'm working on that as well. So people can be looking for that, hopefully coming out mid-year. And I'm also doing audiobooks up the wazoo because I like to read my own books. So I'm doing that in addition. So for you, I want you to think about what are those things that you're really trying to accomplish and do for next year? What are your push goals? What are the things that you're trying to make happen? And then track them so that when you look back at the end of the year, you can ask yourself and answer yourself, did you do it? And hopefully the answer is yes. All right, guys. Well, that is my soapbox for today. I wanted to touch base with you on all of that, and I wanted to just kind of let you know where I'm at for this year as we start off, because I want big things for you just as much as I want big things for me. And I know that we have it in us to become the most powerful, successful, amazing, awesome indie authors out there. So if you would like to get the transcript to today's episode, you can always head over to authorrevolution.org/114. I'll also include links to some of the other podcast episodes that are similar to this one that I did in 2020 before 2021 happened. And of course, I would also like to thank my amazing Patreon supporters, Amanda King and Daphne Garrison. Guys, you are amazing. I appreciate you so much for being a patron, and I am so glad that you are here with us. Now, if you are interested in being a patron or a Patreon supporter, I still can't say that name properly, guys. I would love for you to head over to authorrevolution.org/114 and just click on the patron button. There's going to be a link in about the middle of the page so that you can also be a patron supporter. Being an indie author and being an indie author coach through a podcast like this, it's incredible and it's so much fun, but sometimes it really is something that takes a lot of time and effort. And so I appreciate so much if you would be a patron, a supporter of what it is I do. It helps me to continue doing this and providing the information and resources out there for you. In addition to that, you also get a couple of bonuses. I will be sending out the ebook, Right Frame of Mind, if you don't already have it. Plus, I also have other promotions and other rewards that you can get as well. In addition, I will send out a signed thank you postcard, and it will be mailed out to you. All right. So that's what I have going on as of right now. Definitely check it out. Check out Patreon. And I just appreciate you being here. I am so grateful that you have followed me on this journey. We've done 114 episodes, guys, and you are part of that journey. I cannot be more thrilled and more excited that you're here. It's just an incredible, awesome, amazing journey. And I can't wait to continue this even more. Well, have an awesome week. Make sure you head over to the Plan Your Series Challenge and get signed up if you are not already, which is authorrevolution.org/planyourseries. Or if you just want to get in on purchasing it right away, I believe the website is authorrevolution.org/challenge, and you can just get signed up there as well. In the meantime, I want you to go forth and start your author revolution.